Up until the 20th century, anthrax killed hundreds of thousands of people and animals every year. The first vaccine was actually created by Louis Pasteur, and it worked great on cows. We didn't get a human vaccine until the 1950s, and the one we use now is called BioThrax. It's been proven effective in adults, but not children. That's mainly because we haven't tested it on children. Not a problem for everyday life, because anthrax, at this point, is pretty rare. The only situation, really, in which a kid might need this vaccine is a terrorist attack. But do we test it on kids now and risk possible side effects, or do we wait until the unthinkable happens, and their lives may depend on those five injections? It's a question for bioethicists like Art Kaplan, who joins us now. He's at the University of Pennsylvania. Good morning, Art.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
The federal advisors are recommending that we test this on kids now. Why is that a problem?
Any vaccine carries some risks, particularly when you're testing it in a new group. You can get different types of allergic reactions. People's immune system can respond in ways that can surprise you. So while vaccines are very, very, very safe, when you're testing in a new population, there's always some danger of a side effect. And that's just a reality of, if you will, any experiment.
And that's complicated by the fact that we're not sure what size of dose they would need. The anthrax vaccine takes five injections, and we're not sure how much we would give to, say, an 11-year-old, right?
That's right. So children are not tiny adults, as pediatricians like to point out all the time. They're different. They react, their immune systems are different. Sometimes what you can get in terms of trouble is you might get an overreaction, too much of an immune response, and that can be trouble, too. It kind of causes... It's a little bit like getting a peanut allergy and having an anaphylactic reaction. So it can work in two ways. One, you can get an underreaction, and so you're just not getting any benefit, or you can get an overreaction. Either way, kids are different.
We're speaking with Art Kaplan, bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania, and this has become a debate since some people have recommended that the federal government test these vaccines for anthrax out on kids so that they don't have to do their testing, so they don't carry out their studies when it really matters, should a terrorist attack occur. But why can't they use voluntary studies? I mean, is it ethical to ask parents to voluntarily get their kids involved in a testing program?
Well, I think that's the only way to go. You're going to have to work through parents. Remember, even if we said we're going to allow this testing to proceed, we think that the anthrax terrorist threat is real. It's so real, and in fact, we know we've had the use of anthrax in this country for terrorist purposes, that we've got to make sure we're ready to deal with it. I'm not sure which parents are going to sign their kids up. It's a separate problem. It's one thing to give the research a green light, and that's what this committee does. Then you move on to the next question, which is how to recruit children, and we're talking here probably from 6 months up to 18. Some of the older kids might be able to give their permission and say, I assent to this, even though they're not legally there. But very, very young kids, it's hard for me to imagine who exactly is going to bring their kids down to the anthrax test trial.
Well, Art, it's actually easy for me to imagine. It seems to me here's the tension, that to actually do this in a way that is going to be medically viable, you have to cross the Rubicon and essentially terrify the population into believing that an anthrax attack is so devastating and so real of a possibility that everybody wants the vaccine. But in that particular case, then you've created a second public health hazard.
Right. Well, you're right, John. And the only way you do it is if you ratcheted up the fear factor to the point where people would say, yeah, that's so important. I've got to get this. This is something I just have to make sure that my kid gets a shot at and make sure that we're ready to deal with it. I don't know if you can ratchet the fear factor up that high. It is anthrax vaccination. It's so outlandish. It's so out on the margins that I still think a lot of parents are going to say, look, that's just not something I'd want to expose my child to. And remember, we're also doing something else, which Celeste mentioned earlier. Mainly we're testing for safety, really knowing if there's a real blast of anthrax around, whether you're going to get a protective effect. It's probably still going to have to be done, so to speak, in the real world of an anthrax attack. We can establish safety, making sure that we get information about is this enough of a reaction or response to be protective, I think is still going to be a bit uncertain.
We're speaking with Art Kaplan, bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania. And like I said, the reason that this comes up is this recommendation to the Obama administration that they begin testing on kids, the anthrax vaccine called BioThrax, which has been used for more than 2.6 million people in the military, for example. But we don't know what dosage to use in kids, and we don't even know if that five-shot regimen that we use for adults works. But this is the complication, Art, is that should, let's say, for example, that we know about a viable terrorist attack, that we know that someone has released spores in a city in the United States. Right now, adults take five injections over a period of a lot of weeks. That's not something in which they could very quickly deploy out to a city and vaccinate kids.
Right. And you'd basically have a public health nightmare because you've got now John's scenario, people rushing to say there may be anthrax in my environment or anthrax at my school or anthrax somewhere. I want my kid to get vaccinated. Now people are clamoring for it. Now you're starting to think, look, not every kid is in the same situation. Some kids have immune diseases. Some kids have juvenile diabetes. Is this going to work the same in all of these kids? Even if we've tested it, we're probably going to be testing it in, let's say, the healthiest of kids. But now every parent wants their kid to get this vaccine, and you've got a whole different set of unknowns introduced in.
So would you, Art, would you send your kids to help test this anthrax vaccine?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't sign up yet because I don't think the threat of an anthrax attack is significant enough yet. I'm just not ready to go up to that level of fear that I would say, yeah, I'd like to make sure that there's a vaccine out there that's safe, reliable, and has a pretty good chance of working on kids. I think that we may get, sadly, to that point someday, but I don't think we're there yet.
But epidemiologically, what are the models for fighting something like an anthrax attack? What efficacy do you have in a vaccination program to even make a dent?
Well, you don't have that old friend of ours in infectious disease herd immunity, because this one's got to be effective person by person, one by one. You're not picking up any extra protection in terms of infectivity. So here you really have to make sure if there's an anthrax attack, you've got to get out there and vaccinate the population really, really fast.
Which is hard to do. Which is hard to do. It's a long series. It takes something like 6 weeks more than that.
Exactly. So yeah. My hunch is this. What I think we're going to see is we'll get a recommendation that they can go ahead and test. I don't think it's going to be so easy to recruit kids. Certainly going to not be recruiting kids that have health problems and so forth, even though they would be in line to get it too, obviously, in a real attack. I suspect this is one where we're going to find out if the rubber hits the road and we get a terrorist attack. I think that's where we're going to find out about the vaccine.
Art Kaplan, bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania. No need to make anthrax any scarier than it is. I mean, that's a pretty scary, lethal disease, though.
It's an awful disease, been around as a plague a long time. Terrorists know that. Still, as bad as it is, I suspect we won't see parents forthcoming to sign kids up to trials.
Well, the National Biodefense Science Board will meet Friday to vote on whether to recommend the vaccine to the federal government. Art Kaplan, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Bioethicist at the University of Pennsylvania.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.